Welcome, culinary explorers, to another episode of our delicious journey here at Simple Recipe Box. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a dish shrouded in mystery and rich in flavor. It's called Nixon Chicken, a recipe that promises to intrigue your taste buds and add a dash of excitement to your dinner table. So grab your apron and let's unravel this culinary mystery together. First things first, let's talk about what you'll need for this delightful adventure. You'll need some basic kitchen essentials like a reliable oven, a casserole dish, and your usual cooking utensils. Now for the ingredients, and this is where the magic starts. You'll need 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, a cup of mayonnaise for that creamy texture, a tablespoon of lemon juice, a teaspoon of curry powder, 1/2 cup of sliced almonds, 1 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs, and of course, salt and pepper to taste. Let's move on to the step-by-step crafting of Nixon chicken. Begin by preheating your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 175 degrees Celsius. This ensures your dish cooks evenly. In a large mixing bowl, combine your chopped chicken with creamy soup, mayonnaise, and spices. This mixture is the heart of your dish, so make sure it's well combined. Next, spread this mix into your greased baking dish and sprinkle the top with crushed crackers for that irresistible crunch. Dot the top with slices of butter to achieve a golden brown finish. Slide your dish into the oven and let it bake for about 25 to 30 minutes. You'll know it's ready when the top is beautifully browned and the edges are bubbly. If it browns too quickly, cover with foil to prevent burning. Once done, let your Nixon chicken casserole rest for a few minutes before serving. This allows the flavors to meld together beautifully, making your first bite truly unforgettable. Now let's talk about serving and storing. Serve your Nixon chicken hot, right off the stove or from the oven, to enjoy its succulent flavors and juicy texture. If you need to store it, cool it quickly and refrigerate within 2 hours. It'll stay fresh and delicious for 3 to 4 days, or you can freeze it for up to 4 months. There you have it, friends.
There you have it.
A simple yet stunning Nixon chicken casserole recipe that's sure to impress. Remember, cooking is all about experimentation. If your casserole seems too dry, a little extra mayonnaise or soup can add the needed moisture. Too wet, a longer cooking time might do the trick. Keep trying until you find what works best for you. Thanks for tuning in to today's culinary adventure. I hope you feel inspired to try this mysterious and marvelous Nixon chicken at home. Be sure to share your experiences and photos with us on social media handles. Until next time, keep cooking and keep experimenting. Happy cooking, everyone. This is Ben Harper from Simple Recipe Box, signing off. Join us next week for more flavors, more recipes, and more fun culinary explorations. Goodbye and good eating.